this is the spot.
Yeah.
So what do we do now? We wait. I call us a message. Agent Moses will meet us here, break us out the plantation, and arrange safe passage all the way to Canada.
Wow. And just think, in a few days, we won't be slaves anymore. We'll be free men.
Yeah. And this Agent Moses has already freed over 60 slaves. He must be quite a guy.
Yeah. I mean, I can't wait to meet him.
So, you boys got my message?
Shh. Waiting for Agent Moses.
Agent Moses is here.
Oh, brilliant. Where?
Here. I'm Agent Moses.
You're Agent Moses.
You look like my mama.
Well, we just expected you to be a dashing young man.
Yep. That's what they all expect. Especially the slave owners trying to catch me.
Oh, so that's why you're so good at this.
Yep. I'm the last person they'd expect to be freeing a whole bunch of slaves. Besides, I got myself a few disguises in case of emergency.
Let me guess. Big false beard.
Glasses and a wig. Always glasses and a wig.
No. Even better. A newspaper.
A newspaper?
You gotta be kidding me.
Hey, who's there? Who goes there? Stop, slave! What? Oh, my apologies, ma'am. I thought you might be one of those trouble-making slaves. But you're clearly an educated woman reading a newspaper, ain't you?
Indeed.
Well, good evening, ma'am.
You too.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's nothing. Wait till you see my ultimate disguise. Lady Karen Chicken.
Lady carrying a chicken? Now you've got to be having a zone.
Hey, what's that? Who's there? Hey, what's all that noise? Stop, slave! What? Oh, my mistake. It's just a lady carrying a chicken there. Now look at that funny little chicken. Oh, I love a chicken. Well, evening, ma'am.
Oh, that crazy chicken, huh?
Wow, that was amazing. He was so distracted by your chicken, he didn't even notice you.
Lady, either you're very, very clever, or these slave owners are very, very stupid.
A little bit of both, boys. A little bit of both.